Then we move to Wednesday, when Congress meets to certify the Electoral College. This is a federal law. Congress has to meet January 6th, open up sealed certificates from each state that contain the record of their electoral votes. Votes are brought into the chamber in mahogany box. It's supposed to be just a going through the motion ceremonial situation. No, not this year, is it? Well, the way it's supposed to work, bipartisan representatives of both chambers read the results out loud and do an official count. The president of the Senate, in this case, Vice President Mike Pence, presides over the session and declares the winner. Now, this won't happen, but just for your information, if there is a tie, the House decides the presidency, with each congressional delegation having one vote. That hasn't happened since the 1800s. And as we know, Joe Biden had an easy win, landslide over Trump, 306 to 232. But that's the part that goes into play. If they can knock out, the loyal Trumpists can knock out enough states to make it a tie, and then goes to, that's the reason for that madness. There are going to be objections. That's a given. The way that's supposed to work, after a teller reads the certificate from a state, any member can stand up and object to that state's vote on any grounds. That part they might want to rethink. Anyway, however, the presiding officer will not hear the objection unless it is in writing and signed by both. Here's the key part, a member of the House and a member of the Senate. But if there is such a joint request, the joint session suspends and the House and Senate go into separate sessions to ponder it, debate it, talk about it. For this objection to be sustained, both chambers have to agree to it by a simple majority vote. Not two-thirds, just a simple majority. If they do not both agree, then the original electoral votes are counted. And this is the last official chance for objections. Now, between Wednesday and the day of inauguration, January 20th, the Trump team can still do court cases. And they probably will still try. But given their batting average right now, they're well below the minor leagues. They're in the amateur league at this point. And even that's just a gift. The wild card in all this is Mike Pence. What will Mike do? Leading up to this Wednesday, during all the claims about voter fraud, election fraud, Pence has, well, dipped his toe into supporting the Trump cause. It was actually not too long ago taken to the woodshed by Trump for his, well, shall we say, lack of enthusiasm. So it'll be time for Pence to show his cards this Wednesday. If he goes along with the planned objections by Republican House members, plus now the promise by GOP Senator to join in, Pence will be seen as a player in an attempted coup, which is what it was when the 126 House Republicans signed on to that ridiculous Texas legal action. And that's what it will be when Republicans try to overturn the vote of the electors this coming Wednesday. If Pence pours water on any fire that Republican-Trump uber-loyalists try to start, then it'll be seen as a traitor by them and no doubt will be kneecapped by Trump, probably within minutes after it happens. And those are the same Trump loyalists, by the way, who to this day are whining that the multiple courts, Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and the other Trump lawyers approach, refuse to look for the facts about election fraud. Well, that's not how it works. You show up with the facts and proof. Which, by the way, affidavits on their own are not. And then the court decides based on what you show up with. The judge is there to make a ruling, not go hunting for you. Considering the position that Vice President Pence is in, along with the demands that the residents of Trump Island are making of him, certainly Trump's shadow looming over all this, I thought, what if Pence says, you know what, screw it, I don't need this. And he doesn't, and he declines to participate Wednesday. Well, there's actually a rule set for this. If the VP doesn't preside over, again, this designed ceremonial occasion, then the Senate pro temp, that's the longest serving senator in the majority party, would lead the session. In this case, that would be Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa. In the meantime, Donald Trump's inviting his friends, a few that he still has, to a party that day in D.C. Oh yeah, that's at least those RSVPing so far are the Proud Boys, QAnon, white supremacists, Other members of the dwindling circus who have been feeding off the manure from the over 500 Trump emails, Rudy, Sidney Powell, many will show up armed, no doubt. And the odds favor counter-protests against the Trump plan on the day in that location as well. What some believe Trump's hope and plan is includes a huge conflict in the streets between all these groups so Trump can call in the National Guard and declare martial law and delay the certification of Electoral College. You know, okay, you might be thinking that's crazy talk, but I've been wandering around the social media, especially in Parler, by the way. Don't even think of getting into Parler. That's just a cesspool over there. That's the supposedly free and open alternative to Facebook, in case you hadn't heard about it. But I've seen some of the social media posts by these people, and their pretty frequent use of the phrases, stop the electors, prevent the electors, words to that effect. The reality is the National Guard and all the military branches would never respond to a martial law order from Trump at this point. If this scenario does indeed come to pass with all this violence in the street, Trump's call for a rally wind up resulting in police and civilians getting injured and might even be deaths out of all this. And if you think that's an impossible scene, well, just think back to some of the actions and the confrontations Donald Trump has inspired directly, indirectly, over the past 4 years.